Hi, I'm Ashawn Misrae, and I'm a marketing intern at CMH. And today, I will be interviewing the CMH interns about their experience in their internships.
I'm Sarah LaTora, and I'm the intern at CMH in the Family Birthing Center.
So what's it like in the family birthing department?
It's really exciting, and there's always something going on, and I swear, once one thing is happening, every other room has something going on too. So the nurses are always doing something, always have something to teach me, and it's really taught me a lot.
What are some things that you have been doing in that department?
During the beginning of my internship, I was doing full 12-hour shifts with the nurses. I really liked it because I got to follow around nurses, shadow them in what they did.
And did you have an interest in this when you were first starting your internship?
Yeah, so I applied because I just finished my first year at George Fox University, and I was a nursing student there, so I really wanted this internship to figure out if nursing is really for me.
What are the busiest times, would you say, that you are working?
Lunchtime is always really hard for all the nurses because they'll have a couple patients, and it's hard for the other nurses that have their own patients to cover one nurse's and their own so that that nurse can go on their lunch break just for a half hour.
What would you say makes this department so special?
We have babies. It's so cool and it's so fun. And it's really interesting to see all the nurses and how they interact with all of their patients.
So have you seen any babies be delivered?
I have. It was really cool. I've seen cesarean sections. So I've seen C-sections. So I've seen twins be born, and I've seen vaginal deliveries. I've seen everything.
What do you think the most educational thing you learned was?
I think it's really interesting to just see the nurses in their own environment. As a patient, you only see, I'd say, like an eighth of what the nurse does and what goes on behind the scenes of everything. Yes, they do a lot of bedside care. All of the nurses I work with are so smart, and they've taught me so much about the nursing industry, whether it has to do with healthcare or whether it has to do with how it impacts their lives. They've all told me bits and pieces and are also giving me the space to determine what I want out of my life.
During your internship, did you face any challenges or struggles that you had to overcome?
I have a story, I guess. So my manager came up to me and she was like, I'm gonna have you scan the nurse's files and make an online file of everything. So it's just online, all there, all put together. It's like, okay, great. Like, I should be able to figure this out. I'm a young kid. I can do technology. Sure, we'll go for it. I broke like 2 fax machines in one day. Like, not break, yeah. But the IT guy definitely had to come in, then get someone from Portland to come in. Like, I don't know what happened.
So did you eventually learn how to fax or scan?
Yeah, I learned how to scan things. I got it all figured out. It's all there. So like, that was nice, but sorry.
So how would you say this prepared you for your future?
It's definitely made me consider what I want out of my own life. So I've talked to the nurses about it, and they've told me about how I could always work in a clinic or work in a school. There's other options out there, and nursing is such a wide degree that you can do a lot with it.
What was your favorite part about the whole internship overall?
I've just really liked watching and interacting with the nurses because they all have the same job, but they all do it so differently.
So would you say this internship has led you to sort of like a career, like guidance?
It's definitely taught me a lot. Yeah, it's made me think about what I want for my future, and it's made me think about like not only the job itself, but what it requires, and thinking about what I'm good at and what I can offer, and thinking about the hours I want to work, how much money I want to make.
Yeah, thank you, Sarah, for coming in. I'm Ashawn Misrae, the marketing intern.
I'm Sarah LaTora, the intern for the Family Birthing Center.
Up next is another CMH summer intern.
Hi, I'm Emily Nicholson, and I'm a medical group intern for CMH.
So tell me a little bit about what you did in your department.
I actually go to a bunch of different clinics throughout the medical group throughout the week. So in the morning, I'll be at a certain clinic, and then in the afternoon, I'll be at a different one.
So what type of stuff do you do in those clinics?
So throughout those clinics, I do scanning, reminder phone calls. I have been doing some check-ins, guided check-ins, and whatever people have that needs to get done, I'll get it done in the office.
So what were you expecting when you first went in on the first day?
I was expecting something really, really different, which was what I got. It's actually my first job, so I didn't know what to expect for workforce experience, but I'm not disappointed with what I got.
When were like the busiest times that you would like get busy?
Probably as soon as I arrive is when I'm busiest, because then they have a bunch of stuff saved up for me rather than the end of my shift where it's kind of already all done.
Do you think that this internship has influenced what you want to do career-wise?
Yeah, so in the ultrasound, there is echocardiograms, and then there's also general ultrasound, which I have job shadowed both, which is part of my job when I do. So I found out I like general ultrasound more, so that's more of a field I'd like to go into, but it's definitely influenced me.
What was your favorite part about your internship?
My favorite part of my internship is meeting all the different people, because I have to go to so many different clinics, so I'm meeting a variety of people and personalities, so I really like being able to get into that.
What would you say is the most educational thing that you took away from being a part of this?
Probably guiding through all the different programs that they have on the computers at the hospital. Like, there's so much more that goes into than what you think as a patient.
Did you face any challenges?
I did face a challenge. Like, I didn't think I was gonna be doing as much paperwork as I was doing. Like, I realized what I'm doing as an intern there is I'm learning all the different steps and procedures behind the closed doors and getting the whole grasp of the medical group.
So why would you encourage other youth in the community to be a part or want to have an internship?
I would encourage other people to go into this internship because not only is it a lot of fun, but you also get a variety of experiences, and there's not only a set amount of jobs at the hospital. Like, you don't have to go into the medical group. You could go into the family birthing center, or you could go into the lab.
So when you were first starting, did you have a lot of experience with faxing and scanning?
Actually, before I got into this internship, I didn't even know what a fax was. They're like, hey, could you fax this for me? And I was like, I could if I knew what a fax was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you could describe your internship in one word, what word would you use?
Unique.
Unique? Okay. Right. What's next for you after your internship? Like, are you still in high school?
What's next is definitely my senior year of high school. After that, it's prereqs at college, and then whatever field I go into for my job, future job.
So what have you learned from the ClatsUp Works program?
I have learned that paperwork is always part of life. It takes also a lot of responsibility. You have to have the right voicemail set up, email someone back, always be checking your email. It's a lot more adult responsibility than anybody's like expected you to have throughout high school. So now going into this, it's teaching you a lot more and preparing you for your adult life.
So thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate having you on the show.
Of course, it was a lot of fun.
I'm Astronomous Ray, the CMH marketing intern.
And I'm Emily Nicholson, the medical group intern.
And now I'm here with
Kess Sandstrom.
So which department were you working in at CMH?
So I started in the lab this summer for my internship at CMH.
What did you do in the lab?
I started off with doing a whole bunch of policies, tons and tons of policies. And then I got to move around and watch some of the people in chemistry and hematology. And then I got to go to the micro lab. And my second week, I got to go over to the outpatient lab.
Did you have an interest in this before you started? Like, was the lab something you were considering going into it?
I was considering it, but I was really leaning more towards going into nursing, which is what I'm going to be studying when I go off to college this fall. But I definitely thought that starting in the lab and getting a feel for the environment in the hospital, how to find veins and how to draw blood and stuff like that would be a good way to get immersed into the medical field.
So when you were first starting out, were you expecting to do what you were doing? Like, did you know that you were going to learn all these things?
I definitely thought that I would be doing a little bit more watching and stuff like that. I was actually pretty excited and a little bit thrown off when my first day of being in the outpatient lab, I was there and about 2 hours into watching these two other ladies do it. I had a patient come in. He said, hey, I've got good veins, and since you're a student, you should just go ahead and try. That was my first person I ever got to draw, and that was only 2 hours into being over in that lab, and it went great and everything. And then from then on, I got to practice on a whole bunch of other patients, and it went really well. And now I've got a whole bunch of practice, and I'm getting pretty good at it.
So when you were doing your internship, did you face any challenges or struggles that you had to go through and overcome?
Yes, I had to get through like the, 170 some policies and procedures that I had to read through. And that was kind of a barrier before I could really get going and start shadowing people and start drawing blood and stuff like that. Once I got that out of the way, the only other little bump I had to get was getting confidence when I was drawing patients, because it can be pretty scary to stick a needle in somebody's arm, right? They have to trust you a lot. I was a little bit nervous at first, a little bit hesitant, because I know that if I mess up, then I could potentially hurt that patient, right? So yeah, I just had to learn to get comfortable, to get a good relationship with patients that I've never met, knowing that I know where the vein is and I could help this patient and I can draw their blood.
Has this influenced like what you want to do career-wise?
Yes, it has definitely opened my eyes more. I have only done a job shadow with the nurses, which I did last year. Actually being able to work with the ladies in the lab and the men, and getting to meet all these patients in the outpatient lab. And it's definitely something that I would want to look into as I go forward in looking for a career to pursue.
What advice would you give to someone that wanted to go into maybe this type of profession?
I would say, have confidence in yourself. Really pay attention to how patients are feeling. Both what they're saying and what they're saying with their body is really, really important. But you really got to be aware and you got to be sensitive to when they're not doing okay or when they're feeling uncomfortable or like they might faint or something like that. You have to go all the way and be confident in yourself, or else the patient will get nervous and you'll get nervous.
So why would you encourage someone to want to become an intern?
Doing this here and with the Clatsop Works internship program is super cool, because you get hands-on, you get paid, you get immersed into the field in a way that like shadowing doesn't let you get in. I'm very, very grateful that I got this internship, and I would definitely recommend it to anybody that's a little bit curious about the medical field.
So after this internship's over, what's next for you? You mentioned college. Where are you going to college at?
I'm going to go to Linfield College, where I'll get to really get started on the nursing school.
So thank you for coming, Kes.
Thank you so much, Astronomist.
I'm Astronomist Ray, the CMH marketing intern.
And I'm Kes Sandstrom, the lab intern.
And thank you for listening to KMUN 91.9.
Hi, I'm Sarah, and I work at Medical Records for CMH.
So, what did you do in your department?
Well, I mostly just do a lot of scanning, and I kind of work on like three different types of paperwork that I scan in.
Do you think that this internship has influenced what you want to do career-wise?
Yeah, it definitely had a big impact on like deciding of what I want and figuring out where I want to go from here. Working at Medical Records, I do a lot of paperwork and stuff like that, but doing that, I realized I want a more like social job and more active than doing what I'm doing now, but yeah, helped me realize that.
So what was your favorite part? Like, what did you like best about interning in that department?
I mean, I really like the people there. Everyone there is super nice. I like smile and be like, oh, good morning. I'm like, oh, good morning. It's super nice. Everyone's friendly there.
So what would you say was the most educational thing that you took away from being in this internship?
I mean, it helps with a lot of skills like time management, and like it kind of helps me like focus on things more, even though that's like not a strong suit, so it kind of helped with that too.
Mm-hmm. Did you know how to scan papers before you started?
Nope.
So that was like a new skill you picked up?
All new.
Did you face any challenges or struggles during your internship?
Yeah, there was. I kept on scanning the wrong patient and the wrong person. So far, I've been getting better, luckily.
So when you scan stuff, do you file it on a computer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how has interning prepared you for the future? Because you're still in high school, right?
Yeah.
You're a junior?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So how has that prepared you for maybe what are you going to, like, achieve in the future?
being able to have this internship mm-hmm. here at CMH kind of helped with getting to see what everyone does and all the positions and all the behind-the-scenes work.
What did you want to do before you started? Like, what was your ideal job?
My ideal job, well, I kind of wanted to be a nurse for a while, and then I realized I couldn't really handle blood all that much.
Yeah.
And so I kind of shifted to wanting to do, being like an x-ray tech.
Why would you encourage other people to, like other youth in the community, to be a part of the internship program?
Actually, it's really like beneficial in so many ways because you can see and do things that you wouldn't normally do if you didn't do it.
So what was one of the hardest adjustments that you had to make when you went into this internship?
I would say from my previous job, working and being super social and being able to like handle money and socialize with other people and stuff like that, to sitting like at a desk doing paperwork, it's a big shift. It's something that you kind of have to like get used to. It's not always like easy doing any of that stuff, but like it kind of depends on what you shift to. Some things take more adjustment period than others. And I really appreciate the opportunity that I have at CMH to be able to explore new things that I like or may not like there.
And thank you, Sierra, for coming on.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you guys for listening. I'm Astronomous Ray, the CMH marketing intern.
And I am Sierra. I am a CMH intern as well.
I'm Abigail Moten, the CMH rehab intern.
So Abigail, what did you do in your department?
I worked mostly up at the front desk, so scheduling, checking people in. I worked a little bit with the therapists themselves, like with our rehab aides. So sometimes upstairs in physical therapy and sometimes downstairs with occupational and speech.
What were you expecting when you first started doing this?
I really didn't know what to expect. I wasn't told that much. I knew that I would be working like with a therapist and with a lot of different people.
What was something that you learned that you didn't really know how to do before you started?
I didn't understand Cerner, which is the like checking in the scheduling system that we have. I didn't know at all how to work that. It's really complicated at times. And so that's something that they've been teaching me. And I feel like I've learned it pretty well. But yeah, that was something that I did not know at all how to do before. But now I've been taught it because it's pretty like universally used for quite a few medical facilities. Quite a few people end up using Cerner.
So how long would you say it took you to get used to using these new softwares?
It kind of, like, they taught me how to, like, check people in because that's only, like, two clicks. And so that I learned on the first day, but, like, actually going into their power chart and finding the order and then printing off the order and then putting that into the whole system and, like, doing the evals, I would say took me a couple weeks to completely master. And still sometimes I forget one tiny little step that, you know, needs to be done. But I would say it took me, like, a few weeks to get it down to where I was confident in what I was doing.
What was your favorite part about the internship?
I love the relationships that I've like created with people there, and they seem to like genuinely want me to stay there. So I just love that I've made those like connections and relationships.
Did you face any challenges or struggles when you were doing it?
Really just Cerner, like learning Cerner. It can get really frustrated and you feel like you don't know anything, you know, in the beginning, because it is a lot to learn.
Has this influenced what you want to do career-wise?
It definitely has. Like I said before, I'm getting my CNA right now. I apply for the nursing program in the winter, and I've really struggled with trying to think of what I want to do with those degrees. I've always been interested in trauma, like ER trauma. So yeah, I definitely have become more interested in working in rehabilitation since the internship is kind of the point I'm trying to get across.
After this internship's done, what's next for you?
So my CNA program will be done here pretty soon in the next couple weeks. I go to clinicals, and then in about a month after that, I'll test to hopefully get my certification. From there, I'm still technically enrolled in high school, but over in Washington where I live, we have what's called Running Start, so it's dual enrollment. So I'm going back. This will be my senior year of high school. I'm going back to college.
Are you involved in any activities, clubs, or sports, or do you do volunteering?
I am in 4-H. It's probably my biggest hobby.
So thank you, Abigail, for joining me today. I appreciate having you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
And I'm Astronomous Ray.
And I'm Abigail Moten.
And you've been listening to KMUN 91.9, We're the Summer Interns. I'm from the Marketing Department.
I'm from Rehabilitation.
And thank you guys for tuning in to KMUN 91.9. Stay tuned for another Summer Intern interview.
Hi, I'm Daniel Ferrier, the CMH Pharmacy Intern.
So what did you mainly do in your department?
Mostly working the register, but also got deliveries and some counting and whatnot, shelving stuff.
So when you first started your internship, was this something that originally was in your interest area?
Yeah, no, I didn't realize I was going to be doing pharmacy, but it was definitely something that I'd thought about.
What is something that you learned like through doing it? Like you mentioned cash register. Was this something that you never did before?
Yeah, this is actually my first real job, and I mean, even learning something basic like cash register, that's going to apply to a lot of jobs that I have in the future.
So do you think that this internship has influenced what you want to do career-wise in your future?
Oh, very much so. I am no longer going to work at a gas station.
So do you think that, you mentioned that like this wasn't your interest area. What were you specifically like originally going for?
It was a mix of things. I mean, medical industry has always seemed like a good idea. So yeah, no, something like this or science perhaps.
Did you face any challenges during your internship or struggles that you had to overcome?
Well, learning their system is a thing. I've learned whenever someone gets a job at a pharmacy, learning a whole new system can be a bit of a challenge. If you're new and actually fresh off the books, it's a bit easier for you. And then there's also sometimes you have someone come in and they're kind of upset at you. Learning to handle those people is definitely a bit challenging.
So what was the most educational thing that you would say that you took away from doing this internship?
I mean, really, I learned a lot about the industry in general. Honestly, I think it was the interaction and just operating, you know, learning their systems and whatnot, because that is something you have to learn in any career. And knowing how to do that now, pursuing this career in the future would be a lot easier for me.
So what's next for you as far as like after this internship? So you're still in high school, right?
Yeah, I'm still in high school. So after this, I'm going to go. It'll be my junior year, and I'll probably actually look into taking the health occupations class, which should teach me some more and broader view on this.
We're both a part of the ClassUp Works program. What were your opinions about that?
Honestly, the fact that we have a local system that's dedicated to bringing, you know, students and the community together, you know, helping support businesses and, you know, education, that's kind of great.
Yeah, so how would you say that this internship has personally benefited you?
I've learned about the field, and it's also helped me grow a bit out of my shell, which is definitely something important.
Did you have to research a little bit, or how did you prepare yourself?
Well, I mean, I already had done some research into pharmacy, because I'm just a future-oriented person. So, I mean, pharmacy, you know, working as a pharmacist or a technician, you can definitely do research on that, but I'm not old enough to get a license, so really I should have done a bit more research on what it's like to be, like, a clerk or, you know, someone who works the register.
So, thank you for joining me today. I'm Astronomous Ray, the marketing intern.
I'm Daniel LaFerrier, the CMH pharmacy intern.
And thank you guys for tuning in to KMUN 91.9. And that finalizes all the CMH summer intern interviews. Thank you guys for listening, and have a great day.